Zakt the Mishnah weiter, Masech the Shabbos, Perik Hay, Mishnah Beis. Can you walk out with a sweater on Shabbos? Is that called carrying? Of course not. Of course you're allowed to wear a sweater on Shabbos. Same way you can wear all your clothes on Shabbos. It's for your comfort. That's not called a masli. That's not called carrying. That's your levush. It's like part of your guf. Well, for that reason, says the Mishnah, Chamor, a donkey, yoitze, can go out, v'mardas, with a saddle. It's a special kind of a saddle. It's like a blanket. It's more like a blanket saddle. Bizman shuk shula, if it was tied to the donkey from Erev Shabbos. Now, donkeys are always cold. The Gemara says that even during the summer, the month of Tammuz, Chamor, a filibit kufas Tammuz karirulay. Remember how hot it was during the summer? Well, it could be 90 degrees outside and a donkey still likes the blanket. So because the donkey likes the blanket, even though the human being is comfortable when he rides on the blanket, it's good for him too, but it's good for the donkey. And therefore, it's not called carrying if the donkey goes out with it on Shabbos. Why does it have to be tied to the donkey? Well, that's in case it falls off and we're scared you're going to pick it up and walk with it for Amos and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. But why does it have to be tied to the donkey from Erev Shabbos? Let's see, I tie it on Shabbos, of course, in such a way that I'm not doing the kind of a knot, which is Aser on Shabbos. Well, the problem is, in order to tie this, you have to like lean on the donkey and get it all the way around. You're not allowed to lean on an animal on Shabbos. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Zacharim, rams, yoitzin levuvim, they can go out strapped. Now, according to one man de Omer in the Gemara, they used to tie a piece of cloth around the heart of the ram, because when the lions would see the ram, they would want to attack the heart. But if there was a piece of cloth tied around it, somehow the lions didn't attack. Vayter, recheleis are the girl goats, the female goats, yoitzais shechuzais. They can go out with their tails tied, sometimes they would tie it up, kavulais, sometimes they would tie the tails to their feet for different reasons. Uchavunais. Kavunais means they would tie a special cloth around the sheep during the day to guard their wool. It shouldn't get dirty. This was done for the very young animals on the day that they were born because their wool was so soft and tender. Vaitras up to Mishnah, ha'izim are the female goats, yoitzais tzurais, they can go out with their udders tied. The udders is the part where the milk comes out from. Now sometimes they would tie it tight to make sure no milk should come out, to dry up the animal. Sometimes it was done loosely to make sure that we don't lose the milk. But the Tanakhama holds that for all these reasons, it's okay. The animals can go out this way on Shabbos. Rabbi Yoisi Oiser Bekulam. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's all aser. This is considered the animal carrying. Chutz, with exception, min harechelin hakvunais, except for the sheep, the lady sheeps, hakvunais, that are tied so that their wool shouldn't get dirty, because that's considered a tachshit. That's considered something that makes the animal nice. And Rabbi Yossi holds only that would be mutter. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda says, ha'izim, the goats, yoitzais tzruurais liyavish. They can go out if you tie them to dry it up, so no milk should come out. Because then they would tie it tight, and I'm not scared it's going to fall, and he's going to come to carry it. Avaloy l'chalav, but if you tie it loosely to make sure the milk doesn't get lost, so it's very shayach, it's going to untie itself and fall down, and you're going to come to carry it on Shabbos. The Batanura tells us that the halacha is like the Tanakama.